94 Through the Point, it's the Jersey Shore's hit music channel. I'm Lori Cataldo.
And I'm Mary Ball.
It is time for Salon Cocapelli's Beauty Secret of the Week. And I hear that you have a good question for us this week.
The question is how come during the day when I curl my hair with the curling iron, it smells like burnt hair all day? All right. I know that sounds silly, but
I'm going to say it's because you're burning your hair.
Yes, you are burning your hair. You really have to use products that are going to protect your hair from the heat. There's many thermal products. I mean, we can recommend Redken products that will, right from start, when you blow dry it, will put a little protectant on it. And before you flat iron your hair or curl your hair, we have two products, one called Iron Repair and one called Iron Soft. They will put a little bit of a shield over it. So when you do curl it, you're not burning it. And Lori, you brought up a great question the other day, and is it matter if the irons are hotter?
Yeah, because I have temperature settings on both my flat iron and on my curling iron. One of them is a temperature setting and one of them is just like a level setting.
Right.
But I had always thought that if you put it on a higher setting, it could, one, damage your hair if your hair is not the right texture,
mm-hmm.
or it could be good for your hair because you spend less time with the
yes,
tool. So which one is
head.
It?
Well, it's double-sided. You talk to your stylist and they'll make a suggestion, but if your hair is fine, no, you don't want it to be that hot, especially if it's bleach or it's color, you can really fry your hair.
Okay, so if somebody has, say they have their tools that they use mm-hmm. at home, can they bring them to Salon Cocapelli?
Oh, absolutely. I love that. I love when clients bring their own brushes, their own blow dryers. Blow dryers are another thing that really do a lot of damage to hair. I mean, I've seen hair just look like it's gnawed off on the ends, and it really has to do with the blow dryer.
So do you have a basic guideline temperature-wise or level-wise for types of hair?
Well, yeah. For thicker hair like yours, you want to be at least like 400 to 450.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like it's so hot.
It is. Again, but if you have a protectant on your hair is in good shape, you know, you want to keep your hair in good condition.
Okay, so for thinner hair,
you can actually probably go 375 down to 300. It depends on the fineness of the hair. I mean,
okay.
I don't want to generalize it too much. Bring it into the salon or buy it at the salon and they can help you out. But definitely be using products that are going to help you along the way.
And if you are using a curling iron, let's real quick, because we don't have a lot of time left, talking about technique, how long do you leave it on your hair before you start damaging it, if it's on the right setting?
No more than 3 seconds.
Okay.
You know, it might take you, now, if you have long hair, you wrap it around the curling iron, you actually might have it one section for 3 seconds. Move it down a little bit, another section for 3 seconds, but move the hair around.
Okay,
don't leave it on one spot.
I think that's helpful.
I think it's very
helpful.
And
if your hair smells like it's burning, then it probably
yeah,
is.
That's the key. If it smells that way, that's what's happening.
So if you would like to learn how to properly use your hot tools, feel free to have a consultation done at Salon Cocapelli. All the details you need to get in touch with them are at saloncocapelli.com or go to 94throughthepoint.com, keyword COCO. And of course, if you text COCO, K-O-K-O, to 40301, you will get 20% off at Salon Cocapelli. Mary Ball, thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
This is 94 Through the Point.